From the heart of Nebraska's capital city, this is the Nebraska Family Alliance Report. Here's your host, Nate Graz.
The 2025 Nebraska legislative session is underway, and major bills impacting you, your family, and your values are already being introduced. I'm Nate Graz, Executive Director for Nebraska Family Alliance, and we have several important updates and exciting news to talk about today and a special guest to help us do it. On Friday, January 10th, Nebraska State Senator Kathleen Kauth introduced the Stand With Women Act, a key legislative proposal focused on protecting women's rights and opportunities by ensuring girls' sports and private areas like bathrooms and locker rooms are in fact for girls and not men. It's one of the most important bills in the Nebraska legislature and a top priority for NFA. We're honored to be joined now by the sponsor of this bill to talk about what Nebraskans need to know and how we can all help stand with women. Senator Kauth, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Nate. I appreciate it and all of the support that NFA offers.
Well, we're grateful for you and your efforts to protect women and girls in our state. And we were honored to stand with you and a large number of our senators, as well as female university athletes at the state capitol for a press conference in support of your legislation. Senator, what can you tell us about the bill?
So the Stand With Women bill is basically an expansion of the Sports and Spaces bill that failed by two votes last year. Sports and Spaces addressed only the K through 12 kids, and that was primarily because those kids have no way out of the situations they're in if their schools are allowing boys into the girls' locker rooms or girls into the boys' locker rooms. And I wanted to address them first. I thought it would be a smaller, easier thing to get across, and it clearly was not. But this is part of the plan that I've had going forward is we need to protect women's rights in all aspects. So this essentially is in 2023, when Riley Gaines was here, she asked the governor to sign a women's bill of rights that would protect women in anything the state touches. And he did sign that executive order, but an executive order does not have the force of law. So this Stand With Women bill is codifying the women's bill of rights. And what that means is basically we are looking at state agencies like our corrections, DHHS, our Department of Economic Development. All of those things that the state touches are impacted by this issue. I have people say, well, this is a culture thing. We shouldn't be involved in the culture wars. We are having this culture and this ideology pushed relentlessly, and we have to stand back. It doesn't become a war until we stand back up and fight back against this. And that's what we need to do now, because this has gone on far, far too long. We have women who are being hurt in sports, embarrassed, having to be exposed in bathrooms and locker rooms. In other states, we have had women who are in prison. In the state of Washington right now, there's a woman suing because they allowed a man who is in prison to say he's a woman, and he is now in the women's corrections facility sexually assaulting her. There are plenty of states that said, nope, this is fine. We support this ideology that you can choose whatever your sex is whenever you want. And we're seeing prison systems starting to fill up with men who decide, hey, it'd be much better for me to be in a women's prison. No surgeries, no medications, nothing other than their say-so that they are now women. If you look at the Department of Economic Development, we have specific grants and programs for women-owned businesses. If a man can say, hey, today I'm a woman, they can apply for those grants. And unless we put these laws in place, it's going to be very difficult for us to defend against it. There are a lot of states that have laws supporting the trans ideology. The states that are conservative that want this to be something that is not pushed need to stand up and put laws in place to protect it.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, it is past time for Nebraska to be the next state to take action. And so your bill, the Stand With Women Act, is a bigger and better version that we saw last year that you mentioned fell two votes short, because now we're not only addressing K through 12, but also taking care of protecting our college and university athletes, as well as ensuring that this is being followed through our state agencies and the prisons that you mentioned and the terrible examples and stories that have gone on in other states with men being in women's prisons. And so we know that this really is common sense. And yet, as you mentioned, there is opposition, some very vocal opposition. Why do you think that is, and why have you been undeterred?
Well, first of all, I think some of the opposition is just, this is the thing that they should oppose now. We have the Palestinian trans people protesting about, and like, okay, if they actually went to Gaza, they would be put to death if they were trans. We have people who just are protesting to protest. We have senators who will pick an issue and claim that this is the most important thing in the world to them. Now, Senator Michaela Kavanaugh in 2023, at the end of that session, actually got on the mic and was yelling and angry about the fact that in the juvenile youth rehabilitation center, the girls had to be moved from their juvenile detention center because there were problems with the pipes, I believe, and they were put into the boys' juvenile detention center. And she went on and on, and it's I believe in May of 2023, so you can look it up in our transcripts, about how awful it was that these girls were now put in a room next to the boys, and there was a glass wall, and they had no privacy. And when you think about the hypocrisy of that statement when compared to the fact that they rail on the fact that any boy can pretend to be a girl and be in the locker rooms, be in the bathrooms, take opportunities, put women at risk with safety issues, it boggles the imagination that we have senators who can make this juxtaposition. So you have senators who use this because it gets attention, it gets tweets, it gets likes, they raise money off of it. They get to yell and scream and make a lot of noise and look like, wow, we are really doing great stuff, when they're not actually doing anything for women. They're not protecting anyone. They're pursuing this for their own political gain.
Yeah, and that's what's so unfortunate, is it's become so political. But really what we're talking about is protecting the dignity, privacy, and safety of women and girls. And we know it's something that parents are encountering, and they're asking for help. No parent, you know, wants their daughter to have to be sharing a bathroom and locker room or competing against a man. So, Senator, how can people help support your efforts with the Stand With Women Act?
First of all, find out who your senator is and find out whether or not they're co-signing this bill. Call them and say, if they've co-signed, say thank you. If they have not yet co-signed, call them and ask what their intentions are. We will have to have 33 votes. There's no getting around it. This will be filibustered completely. So the Democrats are doing everything they can right now to try to make it so that it goes to a committee that will not let it out of committee. They're doing what they can to stop it. And so we need constant pressure. And what I need are people to reach out to Democrat donors and say, hey, you supported this senator. Do you support their stance that they think boys should be on girls' sports? Because I've talked to a lot of people who are like, yeah, no, I don't like that. That's just crazy. But they're not willing to stand up. They're not willing to call and say, look, I donated money to your campaign, and I expect you to vote to protect women. That will help greatly if we have Democrats calling and saying, listen, this, because it is almost clearly down party lines. We do have several senators who are labeled Republican who don't always vote consistently Republican. We'll see if they stick with it this time. I've been working with senators through the summer, through the interim, trying to figure out how exactly do we get them to support these bills and stick to it. But constituents calling, don't send a mass email. If something says here, just click here and it'll send a note to everybody. Call them yourself. Leave a message. Write a note. Stop into the office. Come to the Capitol and say, hey, I am your constituent, or I am a donor to you, and I do not support this push, this ideology, and I want you to stand up with the Stand With Women bill.
Yeah, it is an ideology, and we have information on our website, NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org, to help you contact your state senator and to learn more about the Stand With Women Act. Senator Kauth, I also wanted to ask you, you know, we have had a lot of people contact our office about having to deal with situations and scenarios where they have a man who says he's a woman using the bathroom, locker room, dorm room with their wives and daughters, and no one's doing anything about it. What would you say to someone who doesn't know what to do, or they're afraid to speak out because they're not sure how people will react or the criticism that they might get?
So, and that is unfortunately a huge part of this. And that's what people will say to me is, well, this doesn't happen in Nebraska, or this is the one that gets me. It doesn't happen that much. If one woman is pressured to say, it's fine if this boy is in the locker room, if one woman gets injured, if one woman has an opportunity taken from them, that is not okay. There is no bare minimum that is acceptable for this. No woman anywhere should have to deal with this. The whole, well, it doesn't impact that many people, that is a fallacy, because you wouldn't say that about any other issue. You would say this is wrong. And even if one person is impacted, we need to do something about it. And I would say that we are trying to do something about it. I have a lot of senators who are with me on this. We need people to stand up. And I understand, trust me, I understand how hard it is to stand up, because you will get attacked. But you have to think about what is important to you. I tell people all the time, my parents love me, my husband loves me, my children love me, and God loves me. I don't need anything else. And I stay off social media, quite frankly, because you don't need to be attacked constantly. But you have to know in your heart of hearts that at some point in time, you have to be willing to stand up. Because if you don't, and that's what the left is banking on, they make their hatred so vile. They make the attack so nasty, and they're so loud and screechy about it. And they come at you hard because they're trying to get people to back down and to not stand up. Not standing up means you're saying, I accept this. And as hard as it is, and I've talked to plenty of parents and students who said, yeah, I pulled my kid out of school instead of having to push back on it, because, the teachers are already shaming my daughter, and, the principal is not behind me. And I don't want my child to experience further harm. That is really, really tough. But this doesn't go away until we have some brave souls who are willing to stand up and say, look, this has happened to me. I don't like this. Here is the harm.
We have to stand up. And we know that we all have a role to play. This is an issue that matters to us. It impacts families and women and girls in our state. And so, Senator Kalth, we want to thank you for being with us today to share about the Stand With Women Act, and more importantly, for your service to the state of Nebraska and your tireless efforts to help protect women and children in our state. It's been so encouraging to get to come alongside you in that work, and we're thankful for what you're doing on behalf of our state.
Well, thank you, Nate. I couldn't do it without you and with all the support and the prayers. And keep the prayers coming. We can feel that on the floor.
Amen. Thank you, Senator Kalth.
Absolutely.
For more updates and information on this year's legislative session and the most important bills we're working on, please visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org. And together, let's stand up to protect women and girls in Nebraska. We can't avoid cultural issues because cultural issues aren't avoiding us, and they're not avoiding our kids. And our children and our children's children are depending on our faithfulness today. Nebraska Family Alliance will continue to show up at our Capitol every day during this year's session for you and your family to defend and protect our kids and our values, and to advance family, freedom, and life in Nebraska. Together we can. And with God's help, we will. We'll be back next week with more updates and information. Thanks for listening to the Nebraska Family Alliance Report.